Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Community and Economic Development Director Charlie DeSell about the census. It is Census Month here across the nation, and especially here for the city of Indianola. Talk about the importance and what the census means for the city and for the county residents.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Andrew. So every 10 years, the federal government does a census on the population across the country, not just here in Indianola, but it helps out the state, helps out our city, helps out the country. Importance of it is there's typically about $600 to $700 billion of funding that is allocated down through the federal government to governmental agencies based off population. So the better population count that we get as a city, the better distribution of those funds that we are going to get in, and we're going to get the right type of allocation to the city. So there's a lot of other things that happen with the census data. You'll also see redistricting that happened just 10 years ago, excuse me. You'll be aware that Iowa went from 5 congressional districts down to 4 just based off the population ratios for the country. So it's very important to make sure that we're getting counted correctly. Even from an economic development standpoint for the city, there's a lot of businesses out there that pay attention to what the population counts are for a city when before they locate here, because they're trying to look at what those population counts are before they make their business decisions to come here. So,
well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think almost mentally, or however you want to put that, you see a county that is growing in numbers, and I think that means a lot more than something that has lost population.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Des Moines metro area has been booming in population over about the last 20 years, and you see the fruits of that labor out there with a lot of new restaurants coming, a lot of new businesses coming, even just a lot of industrial users and stuff like that that are now starting to locate into this area.
Talk about how people should, I guess there's an official way to participate in the census, mm-hmm. and then we'll talk about maybe if something doesn't happen that should.
Yeah, beginning this month, the U.S. Census Bureau starts sending out letters in the mail to all citizens. Census day is April 1st, so about a month from now. And that is the day that the census asks you to report where you live. So if you live in Indianola, for example, on April 1st, you need to report that you've lived here on those forms. So they did make it a little bit easier this year. There's more than just mailing in a form that you can do this year. They'll give you a link to a website that you can go to, give you a number that you can enter some stuff in, and then just take a short survey. So all those letters should be showing up in everybody's mailboxes within this month and ready for April 1st being Census Day.
Well, talk about the questions on the census. I know some people have some questions on, its number of people in your family, stuff
yep.
like that.
Yep, typically it's number of people in your family. They'll ask some, ethnicity questions, stuff like that. There's always a long form and a short form. The shorter form is just that. It's shorter. It's easier to fill out. There's a random sampling that they'll do the long form on where there's a few more questions. They get into health-related questions and stuff like that. So typically it takes, if you're doing the short form, shouldn't take you more than a few minutes to fill it out. It'll ask you how many people are in your household, ages of those people, things like that. Be some basic income questions as well, too.
Well, talk about the importance from the city-wise. We already talked about economic development-wise, and not that that doesn't tie into the city, but overall numbers of staffing studies, people we have to serve, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So public safety, that's a big thing, too. When we're looking at our public safety staffing, we do that all based off the population that we're serving. Everything's typically always comes back to population we're looking at. We're looking at land use scenarios for our new comp plan, for example. We're looking at what those population numbers are and what that feedback that we're giving. So it's very important for us just to have that adequate and accurate population count.
Well, I know the city isn't the one that puts together the census or obviously executes the count, but talk about what people could do if they have some questions and some contact information.
Yeah, so contact me. That's probably the best way to start. You can do that. We can put you in touch with the right people. There is a local census person that we have been working with. So the Census Bureau, they have offices. We're part of the Chicago region, for example, and then they have individuals that they will work with within the states and in the Des Moines metro area. So, yeah, best way would be to contact me, and then I can make sure that you get in touch touch with the right person. So my phone number, if anybody needs to contact me about it, it's 515-962-5276.
One final time, why should people participate in the census?
It's very important. It's one of those things that people need to be aware of, very important for the funding. And the biggest thing to take home is that the information that you are giving the census is going to stay safe. The census does not give that out to any other governmental organization. They're not selling that information or anything like that. It is 100% safe. And realistically, when we look at money that's distributed, if we're not getting the right allocation of funds, then we have to look at taxpayer dollars and how we increase those to make sure we're doing that. So participating in the census benefits everybody.
Once again, that was Community and Economic Development Director Charlie DeSalle about the census. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.